Rashi in Koheles, talking about the Dor HaMabul, he says, Aloshin Anche Dor HaMabul Nishtufu Miroiv Tuv Sheshpat Alehem. The MS, the Sfarim explained that Niftachu Arubis HaShamayim was supposed to be a tremendous Shefa that was supposed to come down. Atke Dekach, the Sfarim explained that the Arubis HaShamayim was supposed to be Torah Shebiksav, and then later on you have the Sugya of Migdal Bovel, Misham Hefitzam Al Pnei Kol Oretz, was supposed to be Talmud Babli, was supposed to be Torah Shebal Peh. So licked over here a tremendous, vast opportunity for the Shefa of the world of Tikkun HaOlam, after it was Chetei Tzadas, Esher Doiris, Noyach, it says at the end of Bereishis, B'shagam Hu Bosor. The Gemara says in the end of Chulin, Moshe min Atayra Minayim. There's four Minayans over there: Moshe, Esther, Haman, and someone else, and Mordechai. Right? Not Mordechai. And Moshe is Bishagam Abasar. Noach is that Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Be'etzim was supposed to be. Now, it's not a coincidence, L'chayra, that always at the beginning of a winter's man we have Parshas Noach, where a person could be misvoinin, that the emes, we have here this vast opportunity that Be'ezer Hashem will be able to have a shefa of ruchnis, but we have to know not to, you know, it shouldn't mabel sich. There's a famous michtav. From Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner writes that there's two places in the Torah where the Torah Beferish says the very detailed dimensions of how to build a building. You have the binyan of Tevas Noach and you have the binyan of Mishkan. And Rav Huttner writes that when you have a binyan of yeshiva, you have to understand that a yeshiva is both. On one end, the yeshiva is a Mishkan. It is a Tevas Noach. Because Be'emes is a marble outside. Be'emes is a marble. And you have to be matzil yourself on the marble, but not that is only the yeshiva. The yeshiva is also a mishkan, a mokka for kirvas hashem, for aleph. And someone who thinks and is in the yeshiva only tevas noyachdik missed the boat. That's not Rav Huttner's lashon, but that's the point. And if you make a hole in the boat, then you're not helping the situation for the other bechina that it's supposed to be. There's a maisa, Rav Chatzko, in Tovshin Dalid, near the end of the war, when the yeshiva was in Shanghai, and he was saying a shmooze. We're talking about the oilam there were did or didn't already know that there were all yesoimim, that there was shrekel of things going on around the world, and they were learning basmod. It's not time for the story now of mere yeshiva, but he said a shmooze, and he says he was margish. He was saying a shmooze of the hoyven in yonim, and he said he was margish. The oilam is not listening, and he had a pesel the chalisha sadas, and then he says, "Ken zayin erger vi noyach." Noyach, 120 yar. He's saying shmooze. He's shmoozing out the door. He's not being mashpeen anyone. Over a gate weiter, a truck weiter. You have to know what taket of shat. The Chazal talk about that. Noyach was not able to be mashpeen. I heard one pshat is faker. He was miktani amono. What's the pshat? Because he didn't believe, because he thought of the midas harachim of the Rabbanish Leilam. That was the nakuda. That b'chol zayis the Eber still will be mevater in the end. And ki yadua, he's building a table for 150 years. 120 years. It's very interesting, you know, Rosh Hashanah, we talk about the Gamas Noach Ba'ava Zacharta. Meduchsich, if you learn from the Sugi, the Rishonim, according to the Ramban, some other Rishonim also, when Noach goes into the Teva, it's not Borer that he's coming out after 12 months. Maybe the continuation of the world will be in this Teva. Maybe there won't be a continuation. Maybe there will. He'll go out. It's not Borer. You need a Bezunder Rabbi Yifkoi, Pekida, Zechira. There was a Bezundra Hatzol over here. It wasn't Pashat that was what it was going to be. Now it's interesting though, I heard a part from the Rogachover. It says Noach is building the table for 120 years. What took 120 years? So he says because there was a tzivoy for Noach to build it, and there's no shlichas by Nochri. It's a Ben Noach. There's no shlichas by Ben Noach. So he mamish every deal, how to do it himself. It's an emsich tzait. It's a chiddish, l'maisa, the masas ben yom, and the shach brings in a few places. The ksois handles it, that Ben Noach for a Ben Noach, there's shlichus. So it's not Pasha, maybe he's not going like that, Shita. Also, it's a Mefarshi Gemara Betzim. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daflin Beis, bringing the Pasuk in Zechariah, Capital Beis, by Yareini Hashem Arba Haroshim. Hashem showed me the four carpenters, the builders. And the Gemara says, who are the four builders? Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu Anovi, those are all Shaykh, the binyan of Beis HaMikdosh, Mishkan, and Kohen Tzedek. He's the fourth one. Kohen Tzedek, Zok Rashi, in Sukkah, Shein ben Noach. Shein ben Noach is a builder, just like the other three builders. He built the Teva. And that's a correlation between the Mishkan and the Teva. So you see, Shein is also a builder. If there was a Tzivoy Anoyach, you see, Yaakoponim Bnoi, Kara Davua. Shein was the chelik of the binyan. L'chayre, it's not a coincidence that it says at the end of the parsha that the minyan of the psukim in the parsha is 153 Gematria Bitzalel. Gematria Bitzalel. Bitzalel, Mishkan, Teva. Now Noach is Nitzal with his wife Shalosh Bonov and their wives. That's eight people. It says that they waited an extra 7 days for the Petira of Mesushelach. According to the Cheshbin, that means there was nine. Frech Chassam Sofer, a lot of Mefarshim talk about it. We know by Sdoim, when Avraham Avinu davens, if there's 10, that's able to be matzil. And even if there's only 9, you're able to be mitzvah for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you have 9. With Mr. Shelach and Noach Ubonav, Vinesheyem is 9. Zok the Chassam Sofer, Rashi brings in the beginning, Noach hayitzorich sad l'toimchoy. Noach didn't have his egg in his chus. He needed sad l'toimchoy. Sad l'toimchoy is that he needed the Rabbanu Shloilem as a tziruf. Oy bezoy, it's already oyskenetz. The Sprat, that it's already used up, but that's the pshat. Since Noach alein already needs the Sad L'Toinchoy, so Mineyu Bey, it can't be that you can be Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. It's very interesting that L'Choira, in the beginning of the Bria, we have Kain and Hevel, and technically, L'chayre, everything comes from Hevel. Kayin, there's no Hemshech from Kayin, although it's from Sheis, right. Not from Hevel. Hevel is killed. How old was Hevel? Thank you. 50 days, according to one Medrash, which works out that the Etzim, his yortzeit was the day the marble starts, because they waited, Mr. Shelach was niftar on Yud Aleph Cheshvin, and then they waited the 7 days. The Cheshvin comes out that it's punked with Hevel, and the pshat is, it says in Zohar, there's a lot of Sfarim, that Be'etzen Sheis is a Gilgul Neshama of Hevel. Hevel, and then Sheis goes into Noach, and Noach, as we see, I'm going to see the Hemshech, is Moshe. Oisi Ois Neshama. So Be'etzen, everything does come from Hevel, Havol, and Hakol, Hovel. Everyone is really from Hevel, because Hevel, he was Nizgaldol into Sheis, Sheis into Noach, Noach into Moshe, who's the Neshama HaKloli of Klal Yisrael, and that's the Neshama. The Zohar also brings that Noach, it says in the Pasuk, we have it in the Achtoira, Kimei Noach. It's the same letters as Mecheni Noah. Moshe Rabbeinu says Mecheni Noah. The parallel is Noach, that Mei Noach. The Zohar also explains that Noach is a Bechina of Shabbos, and even compares that Noach is like Shabbos, and the Shloisha Avos are like the Shalish Regolim. And the difference is that the Regolim is even during the week, and there's a Heter of Eichel Nefesh, and the Regolim bring up the Yemei Choyal. Noach was Shabbos. It stands alone. It's Shabbos. It doesn't bring out and save the Choyal, the rest of them. Noach is Minutat, and it's Shabbos. Disconnected. You know, on Shabbos you disconnect. Hopefully on Yom Tov. And Yontav Sheini also. But Noach is Shabbos, and you're disconnected, and then the Shloisha Avos is the next Bechina of the Shalish Regolim. Now, the Sfasemis and a lot of the Sfarim talk about that Noach builds a Teva. What's the Teva? The Teva is a word, a Vart of Tefillah, a Vart of Torah. A person has to be Machnis Atzmoy to a Teva. If a person is Machnis Atzmoy into the Divrei Elokim Chaim of a Teva of Torah, a Teva of Tefillah, that's how he's Matzil himself from the Mabul. The dimensions of the Teva, very interesting, it's 300 Eirech, 50 Reuched, and Shloishim Kaimasoi is altogether 380, and 380 is the same gematria as Shakai, Shakai is with a dollar in the middle, Shakai and Adnos. Shakai is 314, Adnos is 65. Together, it's that Teva Snoyach. Because Be'etzen, it's a whole Indian that The Arizal brings that it says Hanochosh Hishian Ha'oichel. And the Arizal explains that the Earth and world was created with two Shemois, Shakai and Adnus. But then the Nochosh came and shepherded the Dalit of those Shemois, the Dalit. And it became Shakai, just was Shin Yud, and Adnus was Aleph Nun Yud, which is Hishiani. Hishiani is those letters. He turned Shakai and Adnus without the Dalit into Hishiani. The way to bring that back with the Teva is the fact that the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Shaymeali Lishkoid Al Dal Toisai Yoin Yoin, which means you knock on the door of the Beis HaMedrash, but the Pasuk says Dal Toisai, the two Dalits, the Dalit of Avnus and the Dalit of Shakai, Al Yidei Limen HaToira, you bring back those two Shemas. The Pasuk says Noach is Tzadik Tomim Hoi, but the Reis of the Gemara says in Erev and Achut Ches Mix HaShvachi Befonov, because later on HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him Ki Oyscha Ra'isi Tzadik Badoirazeh. And originally the Torah, when it was Shaloi Befonav, like Oyscha Ra'isi, Hashem is talking to him, and Hashem says Oyscha Ra'isi, that you're a Tzadik. But Shaloi Befonav, it was more elaborate. Tzadik Tomim. Past the Tzadik Tomim means an Eichus, a higher Madrega. Not Stam Tzadik, a Tzadik Tomim. But the Meshech Chochma says a fascinating part of the heart, not like the Gemara Nevin, but a Moir the Kavort. With the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, what does it mean Tzadik Tomim? The Gemara says, Avodah Zarah, hey, Tzadik B'maisov, Tomim B'drachov. Zot Rashi, over there in Avodah Zarah, Tzadik B'maisov, because everyone else was doing Chomos, Gezel. And he was Tzadik B'maisov, he didn't do Gezel. Tomim B'drachov is that he was an Onov. And explains the Meshech Chochma, Noach lived in two different doiras. Noach lived for hundreds of years before the Mabel. But then 600 years. Then he lived another 350 years after the Mabel. Noach lived in two generations. Noach Mamash lived, I mean, people 100 years, yeah. Noach 350 years after the Mabel and 600 before. He lived in two different doiras. Zot the Pasuk. He was a tzaddik and a tamim. You know why? In the dark before the Mabel, when everyone's doing Gezel, the Iker Dogish is he's different. He's a tzaddik b'maisa. He's not doing Gezel. After the Midbar, after the Mabel, Noach technically should have become an Elohus. He should have turned himself into a god. Everything is from him. And he's an Onav Ushval Ruach. He's Tomim Bidrochav. So careful. He was Tzadik Tomim Bidoy Roysov. In the both Doyers before and after, he was a Tzadik in the door before from Gezel, and a Tomim in the door afterwards. Later on, the Pasuk says, Ki Oyscha Reisi Tzadik Badoyer Hazeh. It's like the Meshech Chochma. It's not a word of Mixer Shvachim Bifonav. Pashit, on the door Hazeh, on the door before the Mabel, he was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, not having been involved in Gezel. Azoy zot the Meshech Chochma. Hashem promises Noach vaki moisi es brisi itoch. It's interesting. There's a machlokes rishonim. What does this mean? Hashem is promising him a bezunder bris. Rashi says that the food, the payrus, shouldn't be in a scalpel. Hurry, everything was a nace with all the animals and the food. Hashem made a bris that the food during the marble won't get destroyed. Or Bechlal, the Ben Ezra says, that he won't get killed by the marble. It's a marble, yeah? The table was matzalim. So the bris is going on in the year of the marble. The Sifurna says in the first night, he says, Ki Moisiyas brisi itoch is after the marble, when he's going to get out, and he's being promised. Not like the Rambam, he said before, he's being promised already that he's going to get out. He's being promised already now, we'll have to talk about that, there's going to be a bris after the Mabel. I was just saying this for now. I heard a different shah once, that it's going on 120 years before the Mabel. Noach has this 120 years where, uvda, fact is, he didn't save everyone else. Who says he was even going to last? Maybe he would fall through. Hashem promises him a bris. I'm taking away your bechira. That's what it means. Noach yitzorech sa'ad l'toimchoy. That's the bris. Hashem is holding on to him. That's why he can't be the tenth, because we already used it up. But it's very array of pshatim. Hakimaisias brisi either during the Mabel, Rashi, the food is saved, Ibn Ezra, that the Mabel doesn't destroy it. The Sifurna, it's a bris for after the Mabel, and we're suggesting a different pshat. It's a bris before the Mabel. And now Noach gets the tzivoy, and the pasuk says a moir dekadeher from the altar of Kelm. Vayas Noach kechoil asher tziva oiselikim kein osa. Says a moir Pashtas, you would think Noach is building the Teva to save himself. I mean, he's being told it's a Mabel, and this is the way to save himself. That's not why he built the Teva. He built the Teva because it was a Tzivui. Kasher, Tziva Hashem. I mentioned was ton, nicht oft ton. It's not what you pull off. It's what you have to do. Kasher, Tziva Hashem. But Pashtas, but that's what the Pasuk says. He did it because it was Tziva Hashem. A brisket. You're done. The Ramban, in the beginning of Bereishis, explains that the Etzem, in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, really only six mitzvahs were given to Adam, because Adam wasn't allowed to eat meat at all. Afterwards, Noach was nischadish that he's allowed to eat Besar Behema, but there was a gedder that it can't be Eiver Min HaChai. Explains the Ramban, what's the Nakuda that Noach is able to eat meat, not just vegetables, because he saved the world. Now the Behema Chai of Oif owes to him their existence. They would have been destroyed. So if they would have been destroyed, and only in his chus were they saved, he has a right to eat them. So I heard once a pshat, Akasha, why was he able to eat fish? It's brought down that the dogim Shaviyam weren't destroyed, whatever the reason is, dogim brocha, the dogim weren't destroyed. So l'chayr, what's the heter to eat a fish? So the pshat is poshet. Less man the poet that if Noach wouldn't have been saved, and there would have been stamazay, a destruction of the world, Hashem wouldn't have left a big aquarium of fish. That wouldn't be the point. It's bracha the Odom, nish bracha the Dogim. Now that Noach was saved, yes, so the Behemachai and Oif were totally destroyed, just there was one dogma of each in the Teva. And the Dogim, they didn't need to, because the Dogim stayed alive outside. But only because Noach was saved. Avad if Noach and Bechlal, the Oilam, wouldn't have been saved, there wouldn't have been the Dogim either, L'chayr, and that's why they owe him also, that. By Yishor Ach Noach, there's a story they say over about the Imri Emes. The Imri Emes, the Ger Rebbe, was a tremendous, tremendous masnid. It's Yedua, the Koyach HaSmodo of the Imri Emes. Now, he lived mamish during the Tkufa of the war, and he already made it to Eretz Yisrael before. Most of his Mishpocha and Yoytzei Chalotzov were killed, Taka, in the. There's a story that he had one anacle, his name was Noach Yoskovitz. And Noach somehow, major in Yonim, he was in Europe, somehow he escaped. He made it mamish at the end of the Milchama. He made it to Eretz Yisrael. Then Emes meets his anacle, he says, Vayishor Ach Noach. And that's it. And he said, go learn now, go learn. And you had enough time, you were running around. Send it to Beis Medrash. Oh, now, there's a whole Seder Advarim that Noach, after the water's starting to go down, he needs to check out if he's allowed to go out. He's not allowed to, because it's a brisker din until Hashem says, say. But he sends an Oirev and he sends a Yoin Frekten at Tziv. How does he have a right to send an Oirev? The Tzivoy was also on the whole Seder Advarim of the Behem Chayiv Oif. Mecha Tesi has a right to send an Oirev and a Yoina. What then? He says, the Moirev Dikazach, he says, this Oirev and Yoina that Noach sent wasn't from the Shnayim Ish V'Ishtoi of the whole biblical zoo in the table. Noach had a family with a wife, three kids, and wives, and a pet, bird, an oirev and a yoina. That's what he sent out. It wasn't from the, dinim of the table. It was a chayat machmad. That's what he says. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had a right to send it out. Now he sends out the yoina, and it says loy motza hayoina manoyach, and we of course have the zemer yoina motza voy manoyach. He already said that Noach is connected Shabbos, and the Sfarim explained that the Yoina also is compared to Shabbos, and it's brought down in Sfarim that the same way the Sambatian is Misamel, the Indian of Shabbos, because the water, it rests on Shabbos, so is the Yoina. A Yoina is not Machal Shabbos. Azoi stated in Sfarim, I once heard a Kasha, someone brought a riot from a Yoina Nishta Azoi. So I said, it's a Yoina Chaloina. It's not a Nishta from a Yoina. The Yoina has to eat Shabbos. They also had the same thing, that there's a Hasidah Shekachka, because the Gemara says in Beitza that you can tell if it's night or day, when the Tarnagel is only Matal Beitza a day. Gemara in Beitza of Zion. Frak the Trumas Adeshen, so figure out the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim by seeing when the Tarnagel stops. It's not a riot, it's a Hasidah. It's under. Now, finally, Noach is told, Sei min ha-teva, ato v'ishtecho, uvanecha, unishay v'necha itoch. Rashi says, Mikan, that they were now Hutter b'tashmish, because in the Teva they were Osir. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufches, Tana Rabbanon, Shloisha Shimshu v'Teva. There were three that did do Tashmish in the Teva. The Kulam Loka, they were all punished. Kelev, Oirev, V'chom. The Kelev, the Oirev, not the pet Oirev, I guess the other Oirev, and maybe, I don't, the Oirev and Chom. Kelev, Nikshar, his punishment is that he gets tied, so he's tied on a leash. An Oirev, Rok, the Oifen of Tashmish by him is with Roik, and it's not Mechubit, whatever, and Chom was Lokabo Oire, he gets the darker skinned descendants. So the Marsha in Nida, in the end of Nida, very interesting, the Marsha says that the Emes is We know there was Sichon and Oig. Oig was alive before the Mabul, and he was actually saved, even though he was too big to go into the Teva, but he put his nose, he stuck his nose in, and he was breathing in the Teva that way, and he stayed in the Mabul, as I stated in Midrashim. But he has his younger brother, Sichon. Where was he? So the Marsha brings, it's a Medrash, the Marsha brings that the father of Sichon and Oig, his name is Achya Bar Sham Chazai, and Achya Bar Sham Chazai was born on Eishes Chom, and she was actually pregnant with Sichon during the Mabul. Probably gave birth then, in the Teva, 12 months. Now, the Emes says the Teva doesn't accept the Heim Chayiv Oif that were doing Shaloi Kedin. It wasn't Koilet, it was only Koilet Ksherim that weren't Misnahed, the Biznus. How was it Mekabel Sichon, Uber Yerchima? But, so the Marsha starts Cheshvini, was she pregnant from Achya Bar Sham Chazai while she was already married to Chum and she was an Eishes Ish? Or maybe no, she was a Pnuya and then afterwards Chum married, I mean she wanted to cash again into the table, there was a limited amount of spots. She married, as a pregnant Pnuya, she married Chum. That's another way. But I heard what the Maritik of Shah differently. The Marsha says that Chum, he did Tashmish in the Teva. As I say in Marsha, because, listen, everyone knew, these big signs, you're not allowed to. But he said, who's going to know? What? She's going to become pregnant, then they'll know. Yeah, but everyone knows she's already pregnant from Achim. So it's not a problem. It's able to hide that. So I heard of Murray the Gepshat. That's why, what's his punishment? That his descendants are black. What's the Gepshat? He wanted to do Bitsina. He wanted to, he's where he had his cover. No, your punishment is very begoloi that it's not able to work. That's the Knech, according to the Marsha. Now later on, the Parsha Menorah comes out. There's the whole sugya of Yetzer Hara. It's a tremendous sugya. Ki Yetzer Leva Odom Rami Neurav. Shef Rebbe Bezunder recites. We can talk about the Yetzer Hara. He's a good chavrusa. He's always there on time. Bechulei, not a joke. And it says in the Svarim that the Esrig is the Emes Keneged the Yetzer Hara Keneged the Leiv, and that's why pre Eitz Hodar is Soif Tevis Yetzer. But that's why Dafka the Esrig we turn upside down. Right? Could have been the Lulav also. I mean, more complex, but. We turn upside down because it's not there. Okay, so you're not yaitzi yet for the bracha. But technically, there's Indian. We're mehapich the esrig because a person has to be mehapich his yaitzer. That's the point. Pre etzodr soite tevis yaitzer. There's a famous maisa with Rav Yankel Nina Dvarna. His yard site is Hesvot Tishrei on Sukkis. He once had a very esrig that was very meluchluch. It was full of dots and spots, and it wasn't kosher b'chlal. But it was before Yom Kippur. He put it into Aron Kodesh. And he says, Yankel is going to dork again on Yom Kippur, so will the Esrig, let's see what happens, and figure out what happened. But the Litvikas say, no, it's not a kosher Esrig, it's nes, you know, it's nes. Yesh Lodin. But Avada, the Iker is the person asking him happens, Yetzir. The Pasuk also says that Hashem tells Noach, Yoim v'lai l'lo yishboisu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf nun ches, brings a makar from here, that besides the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, this is not one of them, but it's on the list of other things that Rabbi Noach should or shouldn't do. You have to know why it's not of the Sheva, but it's Akum Sheshovas Chayiv Misa. Zot Ravina, even if he does it on a Monday, and he picks a day of rest. You're not allowed to pick a day of rest, but Ben Noach, this leads to the Shiloh that the Haflot talks about here in Panim Yochus, and many Achorin deal with it. It's Negei Halach Lamaisa by a Ger Shemol V'loi Toval, who has a dilemma because he might be a Yid, or if he's a Sofik, if he's a Yid, or the Mishnah Nachshirin, Tinek Mushlach doesn't know if he's a Yid or a Goy. What should he do on Shabbos? On one hand, if he's Shomer Shabbos, and not does malacha, but he's a benoyach, he's chayiv misa. But if he's a yid, he's not a bimchal Shabbos. So there are various patents. A cute one is that he could wear tzitzis with tchelas, and then if he's a benoyach, so he's carrying the streams, but if he's a yid, it's a mitzvah. And there are many others. Hashem tells Noach, Pru urevu, vayivorach lekim es noyach vezbona, vayomelem, Pru urevu, umelu es ha'oretz. Now, when did Hashem tell this to Noach? After he comes out of the Teva. But the truth is, it already says Peru Revu much earlier in Parshas Bereishis on Friday. Bracha the Odom. Vayivorach Yisrael Malikim, Vayomer Malikim, Peru Revu, Umelu Es Haaretz, V'Kivshua. Now, it's very interesting. The Sefer Achinuch in the Sefer, has a Sefer of Mitzvahs. Just a quick abdomen, I want you to understand that. The Gemara, two lines of Gemara, that for sure, hands down, wins the contest. Which Gemara has the most Mefarshim Sfarim Pirushim written on it? No chance. Taptakayin doesn't make the cut. It's for sure Makis Tap Chof Gimel, where it says, Toyr Retzi Velon Moshe, Toyr is Gematria 611. because there are Taryad mitzvahs, and the first two we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atma and Meshavah Lahiyah, and therefore there are 611 that we heard from Moshe. Torah, 611, Tziva, Lanu, Moshe. So much Dioi was Nishpach on this concept of which one are the Taryag. There are many other mitzvahs. What constitutes which is a mitzvah and what's not a mitzvah? Tefillin is one or two. Krishma is one or two. Mitzvah is four or one. The Chula, you can, it's a big topic. So the Chinuch has a Sefer, which goes according to the parashas of the Torah. And he says that the first mitzvah in Bereishis is Puruvu. The second one is Milo. And the third one is Gilam Moshe. And that's all there is for Bereishis. He performs about it that Abram and Achai should be in Parshas Noach, but it's not because if later on comes again, it's a whole sugya. Where is the mitzvah of Peru Revu? In Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph Pasuk Kaf Ches, Vayomer Lehem Alekim Peru Revu, or is it going on the one of Noach? Vayibaruch Alekim Es Noach Vezbonav, Vayomer Lehem Peru Revu. Ma, Klapi Ma Dvaram Amurim. Now, first of all, just to say a very interesting vort I heard from the Abir Yaakov, I think. Yaakov Abu Chatzera. He says, the Pasuk says that's in Bereishis, Hu Yeshuf Choroish, Ve'atot Teshufenu Okay. The Nachash, the Yisahara, the Satan, he's going to chepper you, he's going to smash your head, and you're going to step on him with your heel. Hu Yeshuf Choroish, Ve'atot Teshufenu Okay. He says, Amarit Gezach. He says, the Yisahara comes and sheppers us, Avad in this door, but he was saying, in his door, he sheppers you with Roish, with the first mitzvah, with Pur Revu, with Inyani Kedusha, with Bris. He's sheppering you with that. You know what the eighth is? Ba'atot v'shufenu okay. Last mitzvah is ba'at ha'kisvah l'chem ha'shira. So it's according to Moshe Mishonim, this is ba'at ha'machlokes, but according to Mishonim, that the mitzvah 613 is in Parshas Hazinu. Ba'at ha'kisvah l'chem ha'shira. So it's according to most money mitzvahs. And that's the Torah Tavlin is the secret. Hu yeshufenu roish, ba'atot v'shufenu okay with the last. But I'm upon him, where's the mitzvah Pur Revu? In Bereishis or Vayinoach? What's the nafka mina? The Teretz is, the Mishnah says in Yevamos Daf Samach Hamid Beis, that is a machlokes Tanoim, if women are chayiv in Pur Revu. Are only men chayiv in Pur Revu? Or are women also chayiv in Pur Revu? Machlokes Tanakam, Rabbi Yochanan Breika. Technically, it's a mitzvah essay, She'ein Hazman Groma. I don't know, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, I don't know. It's not Hazman Groma. It's a chuppah, the bees, anytime. So, it's not Hazman Groma, but it's a machlokes of Nosha Machayiv. The tzad that Noshe Machayiv, the Gemara runs out because it says Peru Revu Loshen Rabin. Now be careful, Peru Revu Loshen Rabin, by Adam, Peru Revu Loshen Rabin, Adam and Chava, that's two, that's Isha. But by Yom, by Yivarach Lekim, it's Noyach Vesbonov, Noyach and sons, yeah, sons. So it's not Machruch Noshe. So Etzem Toysa speaks out that it could be that the one in Bereishis is only a Brocha, and the one in Noyach is ready to tzivu. Now, depending on which gears of Rangel Rambam you have, and also the new or old Sefer Achinuchs, in some of them it only says Shenemar Peru Revu. That's hard to tell. But in some editions it actually says Vayomer Lahem Alekim Peru Revu. Actually, in some editions of the Chinuch it says Parshas Noyach Ein Ba Mitzvah. Parshas Noyach Ein Ba Mitzvah. Then Lech Lechaz Mila. Parshas Vayir Vayisar Tovas Vayitzei Ein La Mitzvah Vayishlach Gid Anoshe. But that would be kamina if the mitzvah of Peru Revu is on women or men. Now the shaila is if you hold women a potter from Peru Revu, so why taka did it say Loshen Rabin by Adam? So Toysfai just said, says that the one by Adam is only a bracha, the tzivu is by Noyach. But if you go with the Gerson and the Frankel and the Schinach, and most of them, they're quoting the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis by Adam, by Yemalem Kim Peru Revu. And that same Chinuch said afterwards, mitzvah zunay rakbir, anoshen, the leiba noshen, he always gives you that thing. So what's the deal? It says Vayomer Lahem Alekim Peru Revu Lashon Rabim, and Lashon Rabim there is Adam and Chava. So there's a lot of Pupulim. I heard once a very interesting teretz. The Meshech Chochma says over here of an art that the reason why Noshim should be potter from Peru Revu, a chiddush of the Meshech Chochma, is that Derachei Darkei Noyam V'Chol Nisiv Aseh Hashalayim, and since a woman suffers much by pregnancy and later the etzav tel libonim, it's not darkei noyam that she should be mechuyev. She's messay elabayla. There's big sugis, but technically she doesn't have a chiyev. It can't be. It wouldn't be darkei noyam that the Torah would be mechayev or something that causes her so much tsar the ke'ev. Therefore, Adam Arishon Koyd Machet, it's not shver that the Peru Revu Loshen Rabim is saying chav is also chayev, because at that point there's not yet the etzav tel libonim. So then a vada she's chayev. The shtickle only comes afterwards. when after the Chet Eitz Hadas. There are various other cheshbonos, but that's an interesting one. Another interesting twist is that l'chayra most mitzvahs, a person becomes mechuyev when he's 13 and he's a bar mitzvah. Nevertheless, it says in Eben Ezra Chesim and Aleph that Shmoyne Esrei l'chuppah, and the question is, why are we pushing it off till 18? L'chayra, you have all the mitzvahs to do when you're bar mitzvah. Why is this first mitzvah in the Torah? Yeah, who is Shana Rosh? First mitzvah, happening on the Ersta mitzvah already, you're not doing first thing in the book, and you're pushing it off for years. So it's interesting, the Chelkas Mechaikik in his Pirush on Eben Ezra and Siman Aleph, he says that since the Mishnah says in Pirkei Yavis, Ben Chamesh Lamikra, Ben Esel Lamishnah, Ben Chamesh Esrei, Ben Shloish Esrei Lamitzvah, Ben Chamesh Esrei Lagmara, Ben Shmoyin Esrei Lachopo, so the Pshat Zazeh, he says, you need to learn. Once you're going to have Rechaim B'Tzavaroi, you're not going to be able to learn. But then he says, he doesn't understand, he says, 5 years for Mikra, that's the Pirkei Avos / Zilberman's sheet. Yep. So you 5 years for Chumash, 5 years for Mishnayos. So you need 5 years for Gemara. That's 5, 5, 5, right? So the Shaila is, how come 3 years we're giving you for the Gemara and that's it? So he says, two years after the Chasma. No. Shverev Oishlis. 5 years. As I said. So here once a Pshat, my Shverev Zatzal, Baran Yafin, he said, I'm worried to get there. He says, the Kasha is. You have to start the Shaila for me. 5 years for Mikra, 5 years for Mishnah. Well, the Zilberman say, after 5 years of Mikra, 5 years of Mishnah, 3 years is enough. Maybe. He said, 5 years Mikra, 5 years Mishnah, 5 years Gemara. 5 years Mikra, 5 years Mishnah. On a ganze Leben Gemara. A ganze Leben is 120. Mishnah. No, you need 3 years for Cheskes Gimel Shomen. Make a Chazok. You need the 3 years to get Ufkishta. Cheskes Gimel Shomen. But then Gemara doesn't end at 20. Lirdai to the Gemara. So that's the cheshbon of the 3 years. Now it's very interesting. The Mishnah says Ben Shmoyne Esr L'Chupa. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishas Perakas Vav Alacha Al, famous Rambam. The Rambam said Helcha Beis, a person's mitzvah in Pirei Virvia, and he should probably do this mitzvah when he's 17. As I say in Rambam, Me'emes like Ish Neschayev Mitzvah Zu, he Ben Shvasri. So the question is, the Mishnah says 18. Why does the Rambam say 17? So one shot is because in those days there was a full year between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Nowadays there's between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on who's reading the book. And therefore there's no chash of nos, and you have to know why occur. That's why maybe this man is there, you could make a chasna not only on Wednesday. But that's not the sugi here. The sugi is that therefore the Rambam is saying you should do the Kiddushin at 17 in order that the Nisuin will be at 18. Fakir, the Rambam is stimming with the Mishnah. Azoi, Zog, the Welt, the other pshat, that when the Mishnah says Shmoyne Esrei, it doesn't mean 18. It means when you enter your 18th year. And people get confused about this. Let me make it very simple. When a child has his first birthday, you know, he's entering his second year, right? He was born a year ago. So whenever you hit a birthday, you're entering the next year. And there's a chiddush to say, as always, the Rashashim Ksubis, that's no number of days. Oh, there's a chiddush, but the Rashashim first says it over there. When it talks about the Sheish and Sheva, that cheder, in the sugi over there. But the Rashash says that everything in that Mishnah is the year before. Ben Chamish Lamikra means when you're 4, when you're entering your 5th year. Mishnah is when you're 9. Bar mitzvah when you're 12. He says, oh, we rather don't have to like review the Mentamo, who's the time of that Mishnah. Binagay, that detail, rather. But as the Mishnah continues, when you're 17, meaning 18. And the Mishnah goes on, which will be an afkamina that if you're not sure if you stand up for old people when they're 60 or 70, and it's a machlekes, if you go with Seva or Zikna, it's not. It's 59, 69. Now, if you see a guy who you're not sure, I mean, it's insulting to ask him, but on the other hand, maybe you're 7th on Roy, but maybe you don't go with Roy because, I mean, most people that look 22 don't go into the cheshbon, so then it's, I mean, Roy's people that do look suspiciously over 69, maybe are over 69. We'll discuss that. Now, the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, there's a fascinating Targum Yosef. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef ben Shva Esrei Shana, he was 17. That's what the Pasuk says. But the Targum Yosef in Parshas Vayigash, when it says the 10 names of the sons of Binyamin, and the Pasuk says Mupim Bechupim, and the Targum Yosef says, one of Binyamin's sons was called Chupim because Bizman de Isparish Mine. Binyamin is hinting that when I was separated from my brother, Havabartim Nesar Shnin Vechazi Lakila Siluva, he was 18 and Roy for a Chupah. The Pasuk says 17, unless by the time Binyamin had a kid, it was a few months later. Or, with the Rishash, and the Pasuk says 17, but it's really 18, which really means 17. Figure it out. Now, that's another cheshmet to go. Another very big sugi we'll talk about just for 2 minutes. There is Avram and Achai in the parasha. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. The Chinuch explains that it's not in the Seder of the Mitzvahs here. He brings it later. In Sefer Bereishis, there's only three Mitzvahs, Peru, Revu, Mila, and Gidanosha, which the Chinuch goes in order of the Torah. If I'm not mistaken, the Olim should check, but I think that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rambam, which does not go up, he said in the Chumash, he has this random order, but if I remember correctly, the number, I forgot which it is, that of Peru Revu and of Mila and of Gidanosha, the three together adds up to Taryag. Just, I don't know, just works out, I think. Abram and Achai. There's a Gemara in Psachim and in Chulin which has an interesting Havamina that Abram and Achai is also by a full burial, meaning a live animal, just to take a bite out of it like that, it's Abram and Achai. And the Gemara has a Havamina in Psachim that Abram and Achai is not only Aser Ba'achila, it's also Aser Ba'hanah. There are things that Aser Ba'achol is Aser Ba'hanah, and the Veil is only Aser Ba'achila, and the Gemara has a whole bunch of Rei V'Harei, Ayin Shom in Psachim. There's a Shach of the Kari, it's Abram and Achai is Aser Ba'hanah. Frick, Rabbi Kiva Eger, how could there be a Havamina that Abram and Achai is Aser Ba'hanah? If Abram and Achai is Aser Ba'hanah, then you can't use a cow. You can't plow with a cow. Now who says you could? So the Kaveh starts searching. Does it say anywhere that you could? Maybe you can't. So he says, well, it says, when a shor shenogach, umochu es a shor achai. He says, okay, you'll sell it and then shecht it and make meat with shechit k'sheva. Once it's shechit, it's not even a chai. Loi sachrish b'shor b'chamor yachav. So a shor levad, yeah. Says the Kaveh, maybe it's a ben pakua. Ben pakua is when you shecht the mother. Anything that's inside is automatically kosher. And maybe there's a whole guy had a plan to make like ben pakur enkuch, like a whole like sidra ben pakur, it's like a whole, because if both parents are ben pakur, it continues on like some shivas. They had a whole plan. It's a long story, but Rav Kiva says shor v'chamor, maybe it's a ben pakur. And the truth is, anyway, you're not going to work with a shor on Shabbos, so that means on Tuesday, yeah. Eimachai osubano ben pakur. Sakra b'kivegri, you could always say ben pakur until he gets to Dalet Vehei, because if you steal a shor from the shechet, then you chayiv chamisha bokar tachas a shor, and that could be sifer shechit and sifer mechira. Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger, you sold the shor, you sold it, so you had hamnah because you sold it. Malchus Eger Menachai shouldn't have to pay. Kidei Rishosli, you're getting malchus for selling it. You shouldn't have to pay the money, and the Torah says you're paying the money. So what do you say? What do you say? Ben Pakur! Yes. Can't be Ben Pakur, because if it's a Ben Pakur, then when you shecht it, you wouldn't be chai. And the pasuk is mashma, we're talking about the same cow, if you potentially, fork in the row, either sold it or shechted it. Fret, Rabbi Kiveg, and Blad Shvet, how could the Gemara have a hamid that Eid Menachai is also even my noah, which means you can't plow with a cow? Then how would there be the parsha of Dal of the Hay, if it's not a Ben Pakur? So then when you sell it, you shouldn't have to pay, because it's malchus, for being over the law of Eid Menachai. Chai Mal Pashay, you can even, Rabbi Yoy, or if it's yeah ben pakur, then you're not chai for shechting it. Kreg about shver, taka shver akasha. At the end of the parsha, you have the names of all the yoytzei chalotzav of Shem, Chom, and Yofes. It's very interesting. Over here it says that Goymer is from Bnei Yefes, which it means it's Germamya. On the other hand, the Gemara says that Germamya in Megillah is from Edoim. Not exactly clear to figure out where Germamya is from or Germania, and we'll have to find out. But I want to speak out a very interesting pshat I saw from the Abri Yaakov. He says like this: Umitzrayim yolad es ludim es anovim es lahovim es neftochim es pasum es kasluchim as yotzim isham plishnim es kaftoyrim. The oldest child of Mitzrayim is Ludim, and if you remember from Hashanahs, the first kahishata we say, I don't remember exactly the lashon, but Eilim Belud, that you saved us from the strong Mitzrim. Why do we call them Lud? Because Mitzrayim's first child is Lud. It's clear what it means. But he wants to say, the Derech Drash, that this entire pasuk is talking about Lashon Hara. It's actually interesting because the next pasuk come about the Bnei Kanan, he says it's talking about Gezel. Kanan is a merchant, and every word in the pasuk is referring to how he does business. Not kosher. But let's talk about the Lashon Hara one. Umitzrayim. Umitzrayim is Gematria Lashon, 383. And what happens if you don't sell tzu with the Lashon? Ludim anomen. Even if you have two friends that were born and had a ni'imus during their childhood, forget about it. Lahovim, there's going to be fire. Naftuchim, it used to be a closed friendship. They're going to get opened. Pasrusim, even someone who used to give bread to you, now he's going to be moiser. Yerusim is Lashon moiser. Kasluchim, someone you gave a kois to, he's going to be loichim against you. Asher yotzim isham plishtim, it's shlichas domin. Kaftoirim, you're going to be koifer betoira. And finally, he fears us because the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Asher yoimru lil shayneinu nadbir sfaseinu itanu mi adayin lanu." Mi adayin lanu. The Baal Lashon Hara is a kaifer. He says, "Mi adayin lanu." All of the names of these people, lahavim aftuchim, kasusim, pasuchim, kasluchim, all the last letters is mem yud, opposite mem yud. These are guys that say mi adayin lanu. That's the Lashon Hara makes. One of the Pharaohs, very interesting, I saw, the Pasuk says, by Noyach, Kinim Tassas Ateva, there's an interesting Medrash, the Medrash says, Kinim Tassas Ateva, where else do we find Kinim? With a Kuf, with a Kif, yeah, the one that's 100, yeah? Kinim is by the Metzoira, it says, what's the Lashon over there? By the Metzoira, it says, when he's preparing for the Taras Metzoira, Mahakan, you send two birds, a pair of birds is a kan. When you do by the Metzora, Mahakan Metaras and Metzora, Afte Voscha Metaras. As I said in the Medrash, what's the connection to one Metzora? What's the Zok Tishem Yishmul? The Metzora comes from Lashon Hara. Now Lashon Hara is when you say something bad, but not only. If you should have in a situation should have said something good, and you didn't, that's also Lashon Hara. If you should have given someone Peichacha and you didn't, if you should have given a good word to someone, a Divrei Chizik. Whatever you should have said in different situations, you know, that's also true. But sometimes not. Right? A guy asks information about someone and you like, keep annoyingly quiet for 4 seconds, that's also screaming something. Akoponim, the ye and the not of Lashon Hara is the same. So the Mahakan, the Taras HaMetzoira, Atevoscha, a vort for a mensch, it should also be Matar, that we should be Nizer, the Dibureinu.